And now, the moment you've been waiting 4 years for... Well, not really, because it took 3.5 years through the last one. It's Comedy Dave's World Cup Sweepstakes!
Hello, and welcome to the official...
Oh, we've lost him there. Let's go to Barry in Brighton.
Are you there? Don't do that to me again.
Sorry, all right.
So, welcome to the official World Cup sweepstake draw here on the Chris Moore Show. The last time we did this, I believe, was in Germany in the year 2006. So...
And it wasn't at all complicated then?
Wasn't complicated. So here's how it's going to work. The contestants in the draw today are Chris Moyles, myself,
hello.
Dave, Dominic Byrne,
hello.
Tina Dehealy,
hello.
Alan Hayden-Jones.
Hello.
Matt Fincham.
Do I read it, boss?
Producer Sam Moy.
What?
And Mel from the phones, who is this week's allocated unit assistant.
Okay. How long is she unit assistanting with us for?
There is debate upstairs as to whether it's another week or another month. If it's a month, she'll get the money.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, then she'll lose it.
Okay, so do you want me to explain quickly how this will work?
Explain quickly, Dave, okay. How this will work.
Each one of the 8 contestants in the competition must pick a number in the pre-draw draw, which we're going to do now.
Right.
Now, this will determine the order in which they select their teams in the official sweepstake draw to follow after 8 o'clock.
Fine.
Okay? Makes sense.
Easy.
So far.
Once this order has been established, each contestant must pick an envelope containing 3 teams. However, hidden within some of the envelopes are some special tickets which enable the lucky picker to acquire more teams to increase his or her chance of winning big from the cash money pot. Still with me?
Yeah, kind of.
Somewhere in the envelopes, there are 2 silver tickets, which entitle the lucky picker to 1 extra team from the draw, and 2 golden tickets, which entitle the lucky picker to a further 3 teams.
How many people are on the list?
8.
And then, so how many extra teams are there to choose from?
This will all
8?
Become... All become apparent, yes.
How many silver tickets?
2 silver tickets.
And that's an extra team?
Each.
So that's...
Yep.
So that's 2 teams.
Correct.
And then how many gold tickets?
2 gold tickets with a further 3 teams per gold ticket.
So 2 threes are 6 plus a 2 is 8. So we could have all got the same amount of teams each.
Anyway, this will all become clear, but what you do need to know now before we do the pre-draw draw is the prizes that are at stake.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The winner of the World Cup, the person with the World Cup winning team... will scoop £15.
Wow.
The runners-up will get £9. Third place, £4. And then we have a couple of bonus prize pots. The first team to have a player sent off is worth £2. Ooh. And the first team to have a player miss a penalty in the tournament is also worth £2.
Why are we awarding someone being sent off?
Because what you try to do, you spice it up so that if you don't have one of the bigger teams, Alid, you still have a way of winning some money and thus keeping your interest throughout the next month.
Why not first goal or something?
Okay, on with the pre-draw draw. So, I have here a series of numbers.
It's the only sweepstake I know where there is a pre-draw element to the draw.
Let's do the draw. Dominic Byrne.
Hang on a second. Come in!
Pick a number.
Dominic picks.
Do you want me to tell you what I've got?
Can I just ask a question? How do we decide who draws in what order to find out who draws in what order?
So there should be a pre-draw, is that what you're saying?
I'm with you, and I did think of doing a pre-draw.
Yeah.
But you can only do so much complexity.
Sure. Rubbish. Number 7.
Dominic, you have number 7.
Oh.
Okay.
Ipswich Town will play.
Tina, pick a number if you will.
Okay.
To say, this is determining the order in which you will draw your sweepstake envelopes.
One.
Number 1 for Tina.
Yeah, I think that means you're first.
You've got first on the draw.
Unless knowing Dave's draw, there's a 0.
Alid.
Yeah.
What have you?
I have 5.
5.
Mm.
Very nice. Kind of in the middle. Interesting. Producer Sam.
Ooh, 6.
6.
Ooh, 6.
Neighbour to 5, obviously.
Hang on, how am I going to be last drawing? This ain't fair.
You're not. Mel's not here.
Oh, brilliant. I'm penultimate picker.
Matt Jamie in East Kilbride says, Dave, hurry up. I want to see the final.
4.
In a month's time.
Matt Fincham has 4.
4.
Okay.
So there are 2 left.
Yep.
Oh, so 2. Has anyone got 3?
No.
So it'll be 2 and 3. Mm. I'm going to go for this one. I bet you I get 3. Mm. 2.
2.
2.
I choose 2nd, which means the unit assistant will be 3rd. And just to make sure, in case compliance are listening and having an heart attack. Well, hang on a second.
Oh, Dave.
as me. Oh, yeah. I will go last in order of fairness.
All right, so obviously shall I pick Mel's?
Yeah. It's
she's getting breakfast.
Left hand or right hand?
Left hand.
Left hand is Mel's, which is number 8, which means, Dave, you will be number 3.
Swap them around, call Mel number 3, and I will go last.
Why?
Okay. Because that would be only fair.
Well, we've just done it fair.
No.
That's a very fair way of doing it, Dave, and now you just...
Why don't I swap with Tina and go first to make it fair?
No,
thank you.
I will go last because it's my game. So, just to conclude, going first will be Tina.
Why didn't you say that then?
Third is Mel.
Right.
Matt will go fourth. 5th is Allard. 6th is Sam. And 7th is Dominic. I will go last. And we will do the proper draw after 8 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Wow.
Do we need to get our money out and stuff now?
We can do the money collection.
Right. Yeah, how much is it?
Well...
Is there a whole system for this as well?
Oh, no.
It's £1 per team.
Right.
So hang on, so if you pull out the gold ticket and you get 2 extra teams...
Yeah.
But you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for them.
Yeah. Effectively, it's £3 an envelope.
Well, that's not fair.
If you get a silver ticket, then you require a further... £1.
So actually, almost that's like a bogus prize because it costs you more money.
Not really, you see, but your chances of scooping the jackpot increase significantly.
So that if the bonus element is not really a bonus because you actually pay for it, don't you?
You do pay for it, right. But obviously you're investing in your chance of winning bigger money come the final.
If you don't want to pay for the extra teams, can you say I don't want to
pay?
That's
not an option.
Right, so you have to.
You have to.
Get stung.
Once again, you've had 4 years to rethink all the problems from the last sweep.
I never saw that as a problem.
You've also got 8 people choosing from an amount of teams which perfectly falls into 8.
How do you mean?
Well, how many teams do we all get?
3.
So 3 of us, 8 of us choose 3 teams each, which leaves 8 teams.
Yeah.
So we could all have 4 each.
You could look at it that way. Yeah.
And pay the same.
Yeah, but I didn't want people to, you know, have to have too many teams. I didn't want to drag the draw out. I wanted to streamline it. That's why I've done it in envelope.
This makes golden balls on TV look simple. Mm. Apparently, someone said.
All right, so there you go. Tina will pick first. Then it'll be me, and then it'll be Mel, the unit assistant, and then Allard.
No, me.
No, Matt.
Then me.
Anybody want to help me out?
Then
hang
it's
on.
Sam.
Who's fifth?
Fifth.
I'm fifth.
Is Allard.
Feel free to speak up, anybody, or just stand there mute on the
Sam
radio.
Sam is sixth.
Yeah, I'm seventh.
Seventh is Dominic.
And
then I will bring up the rear.
When do we do that?
After news.
Yes, after
news. Oh, I can hardly wait. So, that's Dave's World Cup sweepstake. It is... What day is it today, Tina?
It's McFly Day!
McFly Day! Just a few people stuck in traffic waiting to be entertained by Comedy Dave's very complicated World Cup sweepstake.
I've streamlined it to make it less complicated and also to make it flow better for radio purposes.
Really?
Right, so, is everybody ready? I have a series of envelopes here. We know the order that we're going to pick in.
Yeah.
The way that this will work is when you hear the Vuvuzela blown once, the draw will commence. When you hear it twice... The draw will cease.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what you're listening out for.
This is the what again?
The Vuvuzela.
Right.
So this signifies the start of the draw.
I get it.
And then the draw will cease when you hear this.
It's a lovely sound.
So is it now finished?
No. That was just an example.
All right, so it hasn't started?
No. Right. Just letting you know what you're listening out for.
Right.
So, shall we get some tension?
Well, now we've got to start the thing first, haven't we? It's your rules, Dave.
Okay. Where's the tension bed, though?
Well, we haven't started.
Well, no, we're waiting for your Vuvuzela.
And then I'm going to blow the Vuvuzela.
I'll just blow the blooming thing before I...
And then it'll be tense.
Okay, ready? So the draw will happen after you hear the Vuvuzela blown once. Let's draw.
I think you've broken the microphone.
Right, T.
How many envelopes do you have?
8.
7. 7?
Okay, what? Tina.
Why 7?
Because I'm going last. Tina, pick an envelope.
But hang on, what do you mean you're going last?
Because it's my...
So where's your envelope?
Over there.
Well, you should put it in with that.
No, but you should be in with all the rest.
Yeah, but no one can draw my envelope.
No, but you don't... No, that's not your envelope
yet. Whatever's in there, we can't draw it.
That envelope may contain Argentina.
You have whatever is last. You don't take first from the 8.
No, but I haven't.
You have Brazil.
What I've done is, listen, right, don't...
Hang on, so your envelope is over there, which contains three teams?
Yes.
Do you know what teams are in your envelope?
I have no idea.
Well, that needs to go in the drawer.
You don't get to choose first.
Of course it's right.
No, you don't get to choose first.
Dave,
you're wrong.
I can't believe you've done this again after 4 years.
Dave, please. That envelope over there in the corner may contain Argentina, Brazil or Spain.
No, listen, the way that it's fine, because what I've done is I've allocated these three teams to envelopes.
Right, okay.
And then I put my name on one of them.
Oh, I see.
Which will be the last one. It's all random.
So
tension.
Do you know what's in your envelope?
I have no idea, but I will do that one at the end. So, Tina.
All right, this is it.
Pick an envelope.
It smells iffy.
Basically, if you guess Argentina, it's a fraud.
Okay. It's a fraud.
Argentina, it's a fraud.
Okay. Tina.
Okay, Tina.
Done. I've picked.
Open them up.
Open.
Quickly.
Oh, Tina, you don't realise how long this feature goes on for. You've really got to be on the ball. Mm. Okay, Tina has three teams for the World Cup.
Greece.
Greece.
Yeah. Netherlands.
Yeah.
Paraguay.
Ooh. Very good.
Okay. Netherlands is all right, though.
Who is next?
Me.
Chris. Pick an envelope.
Right in the middle. Nice and easy. Look at that. All right, this is my envelope.
Is it still Friday? Someone said in the text.
Shut up. I have three teams.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Oh, no. What have you got?
Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Portugal.
Yep.
Oh. Yo, good one.
And USA.
Okay.
Oh.
I also have a silver ticket.
Oh. Wow, now this entitles you to one extra team.
Can I have Brazil, please?
The additional pot. Okay, so put your hand in there and pick one extra team.
How do you choose what goes in the additional pot, Dave?
It's entirely random.
Right.
Why is the hat an Irish leprechaun hat when the Irish aren't even at the World Cup?
You know why? Because Thierry Henry's a cheat, that's why.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't mean in a... Yeah.
What have you got in your additional team from your silver ticket?
Do I have to pay for this?
Yes, as an additional pouch.
I don't want to. What?
Who is it?
Japan.
That's so worth I've a
got,
pound, isn't it?
Shut up, Dave. So I've got Japan, Mexico. What are Mexico?
60.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
USA and Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All good so far. Let's move on with the draw. Mel, you're up next. Pick an envelope, please, if you will.
Still don't understand how.
You were lucky to get a bonus and they have to pay for it as well.
I was looking to get a bonus from Japan, wasn't I? Lucky me. I might as well just flush my pound coin down the toilet.
Sorry, 17th.
17th?
Yeah, they just dropped. They just
dropped. Mel, what
have
you got?
Mel has three teams.
Algeria.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Slovakia.
Yep.
And Uruguay.
Wow.
They're
the three favourites.
Uruguay are 16.
There you go.
No, thank you.
So, brilliant. On, Matt, pick an envelope, please, if you will.
Right.
Go, good choice.
You're listening to the World Cup sweepstakes for England 2018.
Right.
Hmm?
I've got England.
Oh!
And I've got Cameroon.
Brilliant! I wanted Cameroon.
Sweet. And Germany.
England and Germany?
Yep. And a silver ticket.
Oh!
You've got to buy some teams.
So,
yay.
For an additional pound, pick a team from...
If he pulls out the Republic of Ireland, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, that can't happen.
And your additional team for a pound is?
New Zealand.
Oh, well done.
I believe fourth favourite this year.
Yes. Japan and New Zealand picked from the hat so far.
All right, Alan chooses next.
Pick next. Are there any good ones left?
Of course there are.
Yeah.
Brazil's not come out yet,
Oh, that's true.
Paul in Belfast says, how does Dave think it's fair selection to not let anyone have a chance to pick his envelope?
No, no.
It's not his envelope until it's his turn.
Absolutely right.
Which is last, by the way.
Dave's sitting on Spain and Argentina over there in the corner.
Alan, what have you got?
I've got Australia.
Yeah. Oh.
Ivory Coast.
Brilliant.
Is that the fifth
favourite?
Yeah. Drogba placement.
And France.
Oh, wow.
Got to be happy with that, surely.
And a golden ticket.
A golden ticket, which means you get an extra three teams, is that right? No, two teams.
Golden ticket means an extra three teams.
Oh.
I can't afford it.
Can't afford
okay,
it.
Okay, so for just...
I'll spend 15 quid.
I'll buy one of the muffins for 50p.
So for just £3 more.
Thank you for that.
I've got Nigeria.
Yep. Brilliant. Sixth favourite.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
That's no, 15th favourite.
Strong.
And Ghana.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of the big African hopes there.
What, Switzerland?
No. No, Nigeria, Ghana. So,
all okay. Right, next.
Sam, pick an envelope.
It's producer Sam, the Essex girl.
Morning.
Have everyone make sure they know what they've got,
morning.
By the way.
Yeah.
Okay, what has Sam got?
Ooh, Chile. Oh, Chile.
Oh,
South Africa.
Ah.
The hosts.
Oh. Oh, and Italy.
Oh.
Very good.
South Africa and Italy. What a combination.
Okay. Dominic, pick an envelope.
Where's the last one? Because you've got the last one over
this corner. So Spain hasn't been.
No, or Brazil.
Or Brazil. Or Argentina. Yeah.
Dave.
Something tells me I'm seeing a pattern being formed here.
It's Dave's got
envelope, Dave.
Dominic, what have you got?
Dave, I have Denmark.
Wow.
Serbia. Brilliant. Slovenia.
Brilliant, well done.
And a golden ticket.
Oh!
So I can get three more
leads. Three more teams. Right, Dominic, pick three from there. Don't forget, Brazil hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Or Argentina.
Oh, Kazakhstan, well done.
Oh, brilliant. South Korea. Oh, that's right. Honduras. Oh, that's good. I've got both the Koreas, North and South.
Oh, well, there you go.
You've got the worst one.
Yeah, terrific.
You can put them together and the world can be a happier
place.
And
I've spent more money than anybody else
okay,
did.
So right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Can I just ask you to shout, before Dave opens his envelope...
So you know what Dave's
right,
got?
Can I ask you to shout out your name if you have any of the following teams? South Africa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Right. France?
Yes.
USA, I've got. England?
Yeah.
Cameroon?
Yeah.
Portugal, I've got. Germany?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second. Brazil? No, no one's got Brazil. South Korea?
Yeah, that's me.
Right, okay. Spain? No, no one's got that.
No, it's Spain.
Serbia?
Yeah, hello.
Argentina? Right, so
oh,
the three
wow.
teams left.
Dave.
Well, hang
well
on.
Let's just. What do you mean? What? Hang on.
See, now it's my turn to draw. Okay. So.
What a con. This is.
Three
what
here.
A con.
We're on the BBC. Is this
I
even allowed?
Have
this.
Got.
Here we go.
Brazil.
Oh, my goodness. That's not fair.
You sound surprised, Tina.
Argentina.
Tina, is a penny only just dropping?
I didn't think
and who else
that.
Have we got?
And one more.
Spain?
Yes, Spain.
Oh, what a surprise!
Okay, so. That concludes the World Cup sweepstakes draw 2010.
Can I read a text out which just says, Chris, Dave is robbing you blind?
He is, isn't he?
Andy Parfitt just says he wants to join in. He's got an extra envelope for you. It's got your P45
oh,
in
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So, okay, let's have a look then. Dominic Byrne has
hello.
South Korea.
And the North.
North
one.
Korea.
Yep.
Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
And Honduras.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't forget Slovenia and Denmark.
Yeah.
Silly
and
Billy.
And Comedy Dave has, whose sweepstake it was, Argentina, Brazil... And Spain. Dave?
I'm glad you went last, Dave.
Well, no, the thing is, I allocated... Well, no, randomly allocated the envelopes with three teams.
Right.
And then I just chose one of them. I had no idea which one I was going to get.
Argentina?
Yeah.
Spain and Brazil.
No, now that you say it like that, it looks a bit iffy, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just, hey?
Yeah.
Shall we swap with you and someone else?
No, it's fine.
Oh, are you all right with it, Dave?
Yeah, it's fine.
As long as you're happy, then that's all I care about.
Let's just recap the prizes, shall we, while we have a minute. The winners will get £15, World Cup runners-up £9, third place £4, first team to have a player sent off is £2, and another £2 for the first team to have a player miss a penalty. That concludes the World Cup.
I've never wanted South Korea to win so much.
Come on, Honduras.
And that was Dave's fair sweepstake. Next week, Dave gives away £1 million. Make sure you tune into the Chris Moyles Show from 3 minutes past 10 Sunday morning. It's here, it's on, it's happening.